Mrs. Shelley is a consultant attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlatty.
America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat into the label. It may or may not tell you the problem from. Prescription drugs may become communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lung, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource in their care, PNW Office has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
Shall not be in friend. Shall not be in friend. Shall not be in friend.
Shall not be in friend. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. It took me a minute. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol that you're going to set it up on your home computer, but it's going to be coming to you via your mobile phone on text. So it works with them all. And with this, you can set up everything that you've got going on during the day. But what sets Civil Dispatch apart is, from the rest of the herd, is what they do unbidden based on your locale. Because they're going to tell you about the things you can't possibly imagine, that there is no way to plan for. Things like a terrorist attack, flash flood, earthquake, tornado, man-made or Mother Nature, it doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there is no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace to preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Coming up in the third hour, we're going to be joined by Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. We're going to talk about this hit piece that is out in Rolling Stone. This will probably be, us discussing the hit piece is probably more coverage than it will actually get at Rolling Stone. But it's sort of amusing. It's sort of amusing because they say they vilify him absolutely for everything he's ever been involved in. And while at the same time they say, but he's so effective. Going back to this Connecticut law, the gun violence restraining order, which they enacted in 1999, this is sitting right now at the nexus of protecting both your Second and Fourth Amendment rights, because they're trying to use this to mix in the government's interest in your public safety. And there's a school of thought that this may gain traction. It will gain traction in the anti-gun states. There's no doubt about it, because they'll do anything to seize a gun. This particular law that's actually in force in Connecticut was enacted in 1999 following a spree killing of four managers of the Connecticut Lottery perpetrated by a mentally deranged employee. And this would permit a judge to review evidence submitted by local law enforcement to determine whether one's Second Amendment rights should be stripped until a court hearing can be scheduled to evaluate the person's mental well-being and suitability to possess firearms. Now, I don't know how the court's going to do this. I would presume that somewhere in there that they would have a mental health professional take a look. That hearing must be held within 2 weeks, after they seize the guns. And during the proceedings, the judge will decide to either return the confiscated firearms or authorize the state to keep them for up to a year. Now, since they like to use it so often, and especially since they had a local one as well. In California, they're considering AB 1014.
which is supposedly a response to the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting, as well as the recent spree killing in East La Vista, California. What they're trying to do in these states, these anti-gun states, is determine whether this law has the capacity to prevent future tragedies. Now, I would say no, because they've already got that pretty much in place in California. Right now, in California and New Jersey, they're reviewing similar statutes. And surprisingly, Indiana has passed a version of the Connecticut law in 2005, following the death of an Indianapolis police officer who was fatally shot by a man suffering with mental illness. Now, from the flawed perspective of Michael Lawler, the Connecticut Undersecretary for Criminal Justice and Gun Grabbing, the law, according to him, could have prevented Sandy Hook shooter Adam Lanza from killing 20 school children and 6 educators in December of 2013, when it was actually 2012. Now, here's the thing. First of all, you cannot seize guns from somebody that doesn't own any. Adam Lanza did not own any guns. Second of all, now Lawler says that that's the kind of situation where you see the red flags and the warning signs are there. You do something about it. In many shootings around the country, after the fact, it's clear that the warning signs were there. It's worth noting that none of the mental health professionals who treated Lanza over the year saw this violent outburst coming. There were no red flags. Peter Lanza, his father, said those mental health professionals who saw him did not see anything that would have predicted his future behavior. Here we are near New York, one of the best locations for mental health care. Nobody saw this. Meanwhile, of course, many people like me oppose the law, believing it violates one's right to keep and bear arms. Richard Burgess, one of Ed Peruta's colleagues at Connecticut Carry, says the government takes things away from people. That's never a good thing. They come and take your stuff, give you 14 days for a hearing. Would anybody else be okay if they just came and took your car and gave you 14 days for a hearing? Would you? Valid question. And then here's Ed's other colleague, Rachel Baird, who has represented 8 gun owners who've had their firearms confiscated by police under law. She said the law is being abused by law enforcement. It's stretched and it's abused, and since it's firearms, the courts go along with it. To Baird's point, gun seizure warrants have doubled since 2010, with 183 filed in the courthouses around the state last year. To put that in context, the number was 9 times higher than the annual average for the first 5 years the law was in place. Yet police officials, of course, they believe the law is not being abused but properly enforced, and that the increase is due to the fact that more departments have recognized the power they wield to stop potential mass killers. And the South Windsor Police Chief, Matthew Reed, told the AP, with all that we see in the news day after day, particularly after Newtown, I think departments are more aware of what authority they have, and they're using the tool, gun seizure warrants, more frequently than in the past. We always look at it from the other side. What if we don't seize the guns? Now, I've got a question for you. Of these people, now see, I would think that if you seize guns from somebody, and then you have a hearing, if you determine that they have a mental issue, a mental health issue, what do you do then? Have any of these people that have had their guns seized, have they been put in a more intensive treatment program? Have any of these people had their guns returned to them because it was all smoke and mirrors? The problem here is that this law has the capacity to be a giant hammer. And the way some of these people have written the law, in California especially, anybody willing to go perjure themselves in front of a judge and sign the affidavit, those giant hammers start to make everybody else out there looking like a nail if they own a gun. And they're just getting ready to pound them. This also goes to another thing. This is trying to forecast crime. And I don't even know that, yes, they are crimes, but in this kind of You know, this isn't like unorganized crime with thugs and people that do this for a profession. This is a one-time event in most of these shooters' lives. So how do you classify that? How do you prevent it? If you concentrate on the gun, are you taking away the propensity for violence or only violence perpetrated with a gun? Instead of removing the guns, maybe they should remove the people. And I'm not talking about rendition here. I'm just saying, if you look at somebody and you're looking at the tools they use, those tools are only dangerous in the bad person's hands, in the mentally ill's hands. Wouldn't you want to look at them coming out of society? We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms. Precision technology for the modern warrior.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
All right, welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. In Tarrant County, Texas, the open carry movement won a major victory in federal court. In Arlington, law enforcement has tried to keep the demonstrators that are not breaking the law off the street with their not breaking the law long guns. And a judge ruled that the city of Arlington can't enforce a law used to keep demonstrators off the streets, at least for now. Monday night, a CBS 11 news crew met with a member of Open Carry Tarrant County, who were already back on the streets of Arlington. They had their guns, they had their pocket constitutions, and they were handing them out. And that's something they've not been able to do in Arlington for months. Arlington is one of Texas's biggest cities, and they were sort of celebrating, and I understand why they were. They were always optimistic the First and Second Amendment fight was one they could win. One member said, it's always good to win a little bit more for freedom. And when I was in the courtroom, I felt the judge was in our favor as far as what he was saying. What Judge Reed O'Connor said in a 26-page opinion is the fact that plaintiffs' tactics or message may cause some people to be uncomfortable is not a proper motivation for limiting free speech rights. No kidding. The ordinance in Arlington kept open carry supporters from handing out anything to drivers. So it wasn't even about the guns. It was about them handing out the Constitution. Now, the city's claimed that the issue is about safety, but the judge said the ordinance was over-inclusive and burdened substantially more speech than is necessary to achieve its interest in pedestrian and traffic safety. Are people colliding on the sidewalks and killing themselves if somebody hands them something while they're walking down the street? Is that what's been happening in Arlington? Now, this is one victory. The end goal here is in Texas, they want to carry sidearms openly, which Texas is one of five states that does not allow it. I live in one of the other ones. And I'm hopeful that they get what they want. Really, truly, I think it's almost ridiculous that it's legal in Texas to carry openly a long gun, which is obviously, I mean, me personally, if I lived in Texas and I wanted to carry a gun openly, I think I would carry the rifle since that's what most, and I could carry my handgun concealed. And most, you know, most tactical people will tell you, well, if you have to use a handgun, you should be fighting your way to a long gun. I could just start with it. I presume that it is also legal, if you can carry them in the open, to use them in self-defense. A constitutional law expert at the Texas A&M University School of Law said, the decision places the burden on Arlington now to prove that people handing things out is a safety issue. She said the judge apparently has doubts about that. Now, we've talked, or I've talked, about, you know, the gun culture. 1.0, which is people like me. 2.0, which is the new people taking a look at guns for the first time. There's a couple of other things involved in it. Gun culture 1.0 represents, you know, your more traditional shooting sports culture based around traditional shooting sports like hunting, shotgun sports, bullseye shooting. Gun culture 2.0 is taking a look at it for self-defense. Now, it could be argued that gun culture 2.0 was a little more politically engaged with the issue, having more dog in the fight than just their hobby. Gun culture 1.0, a little more passive, sometimes willing to defend itself when attacked, but reluctant to rock the boat and challenge the status quo, as long as their sports weren't directly threatened, which is a bad way to go. So I guess I'm in gun culture 2.0. I don't think that we should make a mistake here at all of presuming our opponents are obstinate about change or are somehow incapable of reinventing themselves. Now, we've been witnessing, you know, Bloomberg has repackaged his little sandwich of totalitarianism many times. But now he's brought in Shannon Watts, and I'm wondering if the very photogenic Shannon Watts is an attempt for gun controllers to go into gun control 2.0 in direct opposition to gun culture 2.0. Now, gun culture 1.0 centered around attempting to ban handguns, or at least heavily restricted access to the chosen few. It was largely a movement of elites independent heavily on traditional media. Gun control 1.0, up to this point, has been a colossal failure. Nearly everybody knows it. Gun culture 1.1 was brought about by Josh Sugarman, who floated the idea that the public were more open-minded about banning things they thought were machine guns, and the movement could take advantage of the confusion in order to build momentum for further onerous regulation. Gun control 1.1 was not so much of a failure. With rare exception, most of the gun bans and regulations we've seen in a small handful of states are a product of the past two decades. And we have seen some significant new federal regulations, though we've regained some of that ground. But by the end of the first decade of the 21st century, it had become apparent that gun control 1.1 was out of steam to anybody that had the capacity to be honest with themselves. Still a movement of elites and still dependent on the power of traditional media to influence public opinion and prompt people to action. And those institutions are now also in decline. Now, up until the Everytown transition, when you looked at his tactic, Bloomberg's efforts were very much in the gun control 1.1 mode. Though the idea of using a mayor is something no one had ever tried before, and I, you know, every time a MAIG mayor was convicted of something, that didn't seem to be working out very good. We won a political fight after Sandy Hook because our opponents are still they were still fighting like it was 1999. Now, normally it would be difficult for anyone but a delusional fanatic to view outright defeat after the worst mass shooting in the country as anything other than abject failure, calling for the movement to reinvent themselves. So if there's to be a face for gun control 2.0, it's probably going to have to be Shannon Watts. Now, she regurgitates and parrots a lot of talking points, but I'm not willing to lightly dismiss her. I believe she's very dangerous to our rights. Underestimating her would be something we would do at our own peril. She's obviously an idiot. I mean, let's not kid ourselves about that. But we'll continue on with this when we get back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. I'm gonna die before
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
All right, welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking about gun control as it tries to reinvent itself. And how we need to not underestimate what they're going to attempt to try to do. Because there's a number of trends that are a little bit worrying out there. First thing is that many gun owners who have only been in the issue while we've been charging up the hill probably don't realize for the most of this time up to this point till Bloomberg started Everytown, our opponents had no money, virtually no money at all. They were more in the trying to save their job mode than they were trying to fight the enemy at all costs mode. You're not going to undertake any major new or risky initiatives that could change the dynamic of the fight if your primary concern is whether you're going to have a job next year. That all changes when you have a wealthy billionaire patron who can well fund your organization with relative ease. When the survival of your organization is a given, then you have a lot more room to try new things. And trying new things is what Shannon Watts is busy doing. Now, most of the stuff that she's trying is conflating data, lying, claiming victory where there is no victory, getting kicked out of establishments where they try to get really proactive. But she is trying to make her own horizontal interpretive community to match ours. That's pretty clear with all the information she's been gathering under the various guises. And if she has decent data analysis tools, she'll get an idea of which people are most ripe to push for further action and deeper involvement. Hasn't been tested yet, but there's always this get out the vote initiative as well. We don't know how effective she's going to be at that. But you have a lot more options when you have money to burn and have the technology to micro-target in a manner similar to the methods that swept Obama into power. They're having a little bit of minor success, not blown away success, mind you. But there's plenty of evidence that she is indeed being at least partially successful in building an organization. Now, once again, here's the thing about it, though. Now they have money, but they don't have dues-paying members. And that is a very important part of it. Because when you have dues-paying members and when you have people that watch what you're doing, then that's, you know, then you're really getting pushed. You're getting pushed a lot. Now, they didn't come, every town did not occur until after Sandy Hook. Okay, the mayor's mom's demand merger didn't happen until after Sandy Hook. So, we don't know what's going to happen the next time. We've had glimpses, okay? We've had Aaron Alexis, we've had Elliot Rogers. We've had glimpses at what they can try to do. But there's this possibility that if there is another Sandy Hook, which, they, you know, in my estimation, there probably will be, we might be in a position in certain, you know, we've lost ground in states. We've lost ground in states. But that's not exactly all they want. They want federal stuff. So we might be in a position where we might lose ground federally. And even if we lose some minor ground on that, that will convince supporters that gun control is possible. And if that floodgate opens, it might not close again. Or if we're lucky, it will close only after we've been really badly messed up. Now, this is not to say that Shannon Watts in every town is going to become this unstoppable force. I don't believe that. And it's not to say that her efforts are going to pay off in legislative victories and we're absolutely helpless to stop her in this. The next time we face off in battle, we might sweep her from the field again. She does not debate. Shannon is not a debater. One of the things about putting your PR person, a PR person out front, is normally they work behind the scenes. So she being thrust into the spotlight is sort of a new thing for her. She's trying to do all the right things. The only problem is that the gun-grabbing fact set is lies and emotion. It's not fact. But she's doing what any leader of that side can do on their side of the movement at the moment. Now, there's a lot of things that stand in her way. Her patron is a dislikable megalomaniac. And he can't keep his mouth shut. It has to be a little bit like being the head football coach of the Dallas Cowboys, I'm sure. Every time he opens his mouth, Bloomberg opens his mouth, he's writing fundraising letters for all of the gun rights organizations. Secondly, you've got politicians like Feinstein who don't know what century this is, can't help but to overreach and say things and introduce bills and amendments that cause our side to rise to the occasion. But fools like Feinstein are not going to be around forever, although it seems like she already has been. And while I get the impression that the gun culture 2.0 types on our side are on balance more passionate about the issue than our opponents are, we've seen the tremendous downside to having passion without any discipline, common sense, or any idea of how to engage yourself in civil society. How are we going to counter this terrible thing? Well, in the 2014 and 2016 elections, we have to punch them in the face. Hard. We have to set the perception early on that Bloomberg and Watts and their organization is a paper tiger at best. We have to stop her change before she gets momentum going. We have to convince their volunteers and donor base that this is a lost cause. We have to demoralize them. That they won't win no matter how hard they try. But in order to do that, we need to be there on the ground. Everybody's going to have to be active. And you're going to have to use the best tools at our disposal to ensure that the gun vote turns out. We need to ensure politicians see action and signs of life from our movement. We can't stay complacent. For the most part, although they are loud, gosh, they're loud, Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, the Brady Campaign, they're a little bit irrelevant right now. And because they don't have Bloomberg's money. Bloomberg is, I'm sure Bloomberg used to funnel money to them in the past, but now he's got his own bag, baby. And he can just focus his money on one organization. So, yes, we are in a fight. And we're in a fight with a new opponent who specializes in selling ideas. And we have to engage her, and we're going to have to push her very photogenic face in, figuratively. We're going to have to make her look bad. We're going to have to demoralize her. We're going to have to stop her before she gets going really well, because there is still this specter, the low-info voter out there, that will believe her. She's so attractive. So photogenic. So we need to get a little bit realistic here. See, one of the reasons that I do just one topic is that this topic is always going to be happening. It's always going to be going on. There's always going to be a subset of America that thinks they know better than you and should be able to dictate to you what you can and can't do, what you can and can't own, what you can and can't carry. And if they are allowed to go unchallenged, then that totalitarianism becomes day-to-day life, which we must almost certainly fight that tooth and nail. Babs, do I think we're losing ground or gaining ground in most of the states after Sandy Hook? Gun regulations have been loosened. There's more concealed carriers now than ever before. There's more guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens than ever before. There's more law-abiding citizens owning them. So I think we're gaining ground. But you can stop the race too soon. So if the finish line is never going to be in sight, so we're always going to have our pedal to the metal and just push. It's going to be a constant push, a constant ground war. We're going to talk about the new gun-free zones and how well they're doing when we get back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. How do you stay ahead of the curve in technological innovation? Ask STI. From its humble beginning, STI has become the manufacturer of the most highly sought-after pistols in the world, with the 2011 product line leading the way in combat and competition. With a design for every use or need, STI has forever changed the face of competition, self-defense, and combat pistol applications. To find a dealer near you, go to STIGuns.com.
STI, the surgery firearms at the highest level.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same.
Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's Supernatural Silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, Supernatural Silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Coming in November, and on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West Shooting Range in Liberty Hill, Texas, showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge.
I'm afraid of America. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I'm afraid of America.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to the phones. April in New Jersey. Yes. Hello, April. Oh. April, if you want to call back, please do. I tried to get to you as fast as I could. I'm sorry if I was lackadaisical. Target put out there to leave your guns at home. They didn't actually ban guns. Okay, concealed carry is fine. They don't want open carry in Target stores. And, oh, that has opened it up. That has opened it up. Another Target has been robbed. According to the Oregonian, I take that to be in Oregon, Marion County authorities are searching for a theft suspect who pointed a gun on Target security officers who confronted him Monday afternoon. Suspect was described as in his 30s, about 6'3", 190 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. He was wearing a black shirt with red lettering on the front and carried a black backpack. That's the third incident for Target. The third. in the 2 weeks following their request about guns in their stores. The other two were in Georgia. In one, a man was robbed at gunpoint in a Target parking lot by multiple armed assailants, and another was a woman was viciously beaten and her car was stolen in a Target parking lot. They asked their customers not to carry guns into their stores in a statement released, a couple of weeks back. However, the store did not ban firearms, as clarified by the following statement made to the Columbian. Get to know Molly Snyder, because we're going to be hearing more and more from her. She continues to reiterate this. She said the retailer will not post signs at its stores asking people not to bring guns inside. It's not a ban. There is no prohibition. So that mom's demand action high-fiving was a little premature. Now, there was also a Jack in the Box where this happened, another robbery at a Jack in the Box. Now, the do you see how well the gun-free utopia works? I'm sure that as they sit around trying to plot out their next opportunistic crime, that they notice what happens, and they say to themselves, oh, well, they're gun-free now. And then we see, you know, then the crime starts. Armed robbery is a violent crime. I'm sure that woman in the Target parking lot that got beat up and had her car stolen probably thinks that was a violent crime. And it wasn't because she wasn't carrying a gun. It was because Target said, leave your guns at home. And didn't clarify anything else beyond that. And the thugs looked at that. Now, what's going to happen? First of all, for those of us that carry guns, we pay attention to what Target says, so we continue to carry our guns. And there's going to be some fool that thinks he can rob somebody. And he's going to come up on a guy that is concealed carrying, and he's going to get blown out of his socks. And then maybe Target will stop being a target for robbers. Then, maybe then. All of these other businesses that get out there and ban guns, I just wouldn't go to them. In my state, that signage carries force of law. So if I carry a gun in there, even if I do it well and they don't know I have it, they don't detect it, if I have to use it, they're probably going to do something legal to me. And therefore, I leave it to the fools who will be this fish in the barrel. If they want to be the fish in the barrel, far be it from me to sit back there and say, well, hey, look, you shouldn't be defenseless. Okay, that's fine. Do what you want to do. Don't expect me to do what you want to do. Okay? You can do what you want to do. I put my life on the line to make sure you could do what you want to do. And if what you want to do is be a nice little fish swimming around in a barrel with an open lid, well, be my guest. Have at it. In New Jersey, we had a rookie police officer, Melvin Santiago. He was shot down before he could even get out of his car as he was seeking a New Jersey ex-con wanted on a murder warrant, he was hoping to get famous by going out as a cop killer. Since he couldn't get a firearm legally due to his convictions, he robbed an armed security guard of his handgun at knife point at a local Walgreens pharmacy and waited in ambush as police officers arrived to answer the 911 call. The cop killer, after he killed Melvin Santiago, was shot down by other police officers. And the reaction of this ex-con's wife was stunning. She showed very little remorse that her husband was a killer. and displayed only sadness that he didn't kill more police officers before he was taken out. Now, I'm not going to tell you the name of this killer because we don't need to publicize them anymore. They don't get to be famous. But friends and relatives of the ex-con who shot a rookie Jersey City cop to death outside a drugstore early Sunday have erected a makeshift memorial to the gunman in his hard-scrabble neighborhood. And his wife said Monday her husband should have killed more officers if they were planning to kill him. That's how I feel. God forgive me, but that's how I feel. She told News 12 New Jersey at the memorial. If that's the case, he should have took more with him. If they was going to stand over my husband and shoot him like a dog, he should have took all of them out. I'm sure. Even in this day and age, I mean, if I'm sure one day we'll have evidence of that. We see it from time to time. We see these loose cannons out there. But I'm almost sure on their way to this 911 call about a man with a gun, there was not radio back chatter going around. Good man, finally I get to kill somebody as a cop. I get to be a cop and I get to kill somebody. I'm sure Melvin Santiago was, I get to have my first kill. Pretty sure of that. I'm having a hard time with that mindset. There's something deeply and morally perverse in the kind of person when they look at society as obstacles to be overcome as they indulge themselves in their criminal behavior. If these thoughts were unique with just this dead criminal's wife, that would be one thing, but it doesn't even come close to stopping with him. Of course, the murderer was a good person who looked out for everybody on the block, according to one resident. His community has even created a shrine for him, although his accomplishments in life seem to be a little more than a rap sheet and the misery that he left behind. This is a cultural problem. This is where everything can be overlooked. This is where if somebody that you know goes out and does something absolutely abhorrent that you would want vengeance for if it was brought to your door, but it isn't, if it's just visited on somebody else's door, then he's just a good fella. And in Jersey City, they've got shrines going up, and they admire this ex-con, this cop killer. So, Shannon Watts, listen to me very carefully. We don't necessarily have a gun problem in this nation. What we have now is a culture problem. Because I'm almost certain that nowhere in the industrialized world, except nations that have terrorists operating, that this kind of thing happens. I'm almost certain of that, Shannon. Now go strike a pose. This kind of mindset, this is very troubling out there. This is very troubling.